Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we finished verse 14. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready today. We'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18, as we talk about the negatives of the rapture. You say, well, for a Christian, what could be negative about the rapture? Well, if you'll follow along over these next few days, you'll find out. We're going to go into the Word here, verse by verse, and then we'll continue through chapter 5, verse 11, in the upcoming weeks, till we've looked at this entire section on the doctrine of the rapture. Now, if you have friends that don't hold to the rapture or hold to some other view, you may encourage them to listen over these next few days. We would also ask you to write us and let us know that you are listening to the broadcast. If you have a Bible question, we encourage you to write us. I try to take the time to answer each Bible question that comes in. And I would like to answer your Bible question. Now, you may not get it the same week that you asked, but it may take some time, but we will get to your questions. And then I would ask that you would pray for the Lamp and Light broadcast and be our advertiser. We do not pay for advertising, and we don't ask you for money. Central Baptist Church here in beautiful Ocala, Florida, takes it upon itself to pay the bills for our radio outreach. And we reach in many areas around the world, up close to 40 radio stations besides the internet ministry. And so I would just ask you to encourage us, because we don't ask for money. We just ask that you write us so that we know that we're being effective. And if we don't hear from anyone in your area, then we drop that radio station and we look for another area. So, my friend, please let us hear from you. It's very important to us. And then also, tell others about us. Get others to listen in, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. It is our desire to teach the Word of God to God's people, to be a blessing to the local church, to be an encouragement to your pastor. Tell your pastor about this broadcast and ask him to listen in as well. Now, if you have pencil and paper, a good King James Bible ready, I trust that you'll follow along as we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 15 through 18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This entire passage of verses 13 through 18 is a passage I often read at the graveside of a Christian who has gone on to be with the Lord. In the church of Thessalonica, some were trying to get this young church and take them off course. And so they would preach that anyone who died would need to await the resurrection at the end of the tribulation, escaping the wrath of the tribulation to the rapture. My friend, is not a reward for service, but it is a blessing of salvation. And many were teaching that, well, if you die before the rapture, then you're going to miss the rapture, and you're going to have to wait till later, and you're going to miss all the great things that take place in heaven during that time. So it disturbed people to think that loved ones dying would not be raptured as they would be if they are alive. Now, there were those who were trying one of two things. One of that was the displacement of Israel theory, to say that the church replaces Israel, therefore the promises to Israel are of none effect. Now, my friend, God set up an everlasting covenant with Israel. In the millennium, Israel is going to be restored, and God still blesses those that bless Israel and curses those that curse Israel. And so understand, the church does not replace Israel. Now, we have a similar call. Israel was to take the message of God to the world, and they did not. Christians are to take the message of the Lord to the world, and most often we do not, and we make the same mistake. But the problem is that we try to eliminate Israel. They even eliminate them from the rapture. Although Hebrews 11:40 points out that they, that is the Old Testament saint, without us, the New Testament saint, are not complete. John 10, verse 16, lets us know that God is making us one body, as well as Ephesians chapter 2. The second group was trying to make people doubt because they wanted to make the New Testament church inferior to the Jew. Now, in either case, any time one goes into exalting self over another, he's headed down a deceptive doctrinal trail. I think of the way things are today. Some people today are presenting the replacement theology of the Catholic Church and of Constantine and Augustine that says the church is going to bring in the kingdom of heaven. And then perhaps they would invite Jesus to come back. Well, that was flawed eschatology that some of the Protestant denominations, most of them, did not give up after A.D. 1500. And that's a shame. You see, this view that's often referred to by either the all-millennial or the post-millennial looks through rose-colored glasses. The world, as it will be in the last days, and as it's prophesied by Daniel and Jesus, is a time of tribulation, such as was never before or never would be again. But that world to the amillennialist will never exist. However, if the church is going to bring in the kingdom and make the nations, including our own, such a wonderful place, why did Jesus go to prepare another place for us? Why take us out of the world? Why not just give us glorified bodies and leave us here? And I'm afraid that these people are making a comeback today. And just like the church at Thessalonica had those trying to mislead it today, we see the church is trying to be misled and taken away from the belief that the Lord could rapture us at any moment. Now, speaking of the rapture, then, I want us to go back to our text and see the negatives of the rapture. The first negative is in verse 15, here of 1 Thessalonians 4, there will be no hindrance. He says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Now, we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord cannot prevent anybody that are asleep. The word prevent has the idea of before. And so what it's actually saying is that we will not go before nor hinder those who are asleep in Jesus. All saved people before the law, saved during the law, and saved after the law, look to Christ for their salvation, for their salvation in none other. It is interesting to me that when Jesus is mentioned, it is that he died. But when believers are mentioned, it is that they sleep. Now, friend, death is the wages of sin, but Jesus paid it all. Sleep is the abode of a body that dies in Jesus Christ, but the Spirit is in paradise with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice that this is by the word of the Lord, that is, by the Logos of the Lord. Do you remember in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, the word inspiration means breath. It's breathed. Every word of the Bible was breathed by God. In other words, the Holy Spirit spoke every word. The Holy Spirit is the author. Holy men were used to mechanically record his words, but the Holy Spirit is the author. So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so it's through the Word of God that we notice that we build our doctrine, our belief system, and we live our life. Now here he says in verse 15, by the word of the Lord. That is not an empty sentimental phrase. There are two Greek words for word when referring to the Bible. One is the word rhema and has the idea of spoken word. It doesn't usually refer to the entire body of Scripture. It is the word logos that refers to the entire body of the Scripture. So here is the idea, based on the entire body of scriptural truth, the following statement is being made, and that statement is, we which are alive when Jesus Christ comes to meet us in the clouds, that is the rapture, shall in no way precede or hinder them which died in Christ. Now, you'll notice the imagery of sleep. We dream while our bodies rest. Our spirits are quite active. Our minds have active dreams while our body sleeps. We may not remember what we dreamed when we wake up, but our bodies were sleeping, they were resting, but we were dreaming. Our mind was active. And so we know that we dreamed, although we don't remember many times what we dream. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.